Here is the latest news from the Associated Press and Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Dina Bruderek. Thumb Community Health Partnership is extending its collection drive for Huron, Tuscola, Sinilac, and Lapeer counties. You can make a difference by contributing cash donations or dropping off personal care essentials at any of their four convenient locations: Huron, Lapeer, and Sinilac County Health Departments, and at the Great Start Enrichment Center of Tuscola. Alternatively, you can purchase items off an Amazon wish list for organizations across the Thumb, such as Thumb Blessing Boxes, available on thumbhealth.org. You can also view a link to that on the full written article of thumbnet.net. Now, those contributions of personal care items and essentials are welcome today, with distribution to charitable organizations scheduled by June 15th. Examples of donation items include, but are not limited to, deodorant, toothpaste, toothbrushes, soap, undergarments, sanitary products, diapers, sunscreen, and unopened over-the-counter medications. No matter how or where you choose to donate, your contribution can make a significant difference in brightening lives and fostering positive change. And county by county, the effort to make motorists aware they share the road with motorcycles continues. May is Motorcycle Awareness Month. As such, Jeremy Bouverette of Abate, the American Bikers Aiming Towards Education, has been going county to county seeking commissioner's support on Motorcycle Awareness Month and to promote the Look Twice to Save a Life effort. Tuscola County Commissioners were the first in the Thumb to go on record supporting the effort, and Huron Commissioners were the second. Sinilac County Commissioners were the next to join that effort by Jeremy Bouverette. As soon as the weather gets warm, motorcyclists are out and about with their machines, which are much smaller than four-wheel vehicles, which makes them easy to overlook. Motorcycle Awareness Month is a reminder that most four-wheel vehicles versus motorcycle crashes could be avoided with respect and awareness of motorcycles on streets and intersections. And during National Police Week, which runs from Sunday, May 12th to Saturday, May 18th, we honor the vital role of law enforcement. Initiated by President John F. Kennedy in 1962, this week commemorates their service. Let's thank our Uniformed Service Division deputies and local law enforcement for their dedication to our community. Here are simple ways to show appreciation. You could email your local department, sheriff's office, or state police branch. Send a text message to an officer or their family. Call your local radio station to acknowledge law enforcement's dedication. Consider providing a meal. Use social media to inspire gratitude. Involve children in writing notes of thanks. Or express gratitude directly during errands and drop off a gesture of appreciation at those stations. Let's unite in thanking our officers for their tireless commitment to keeping our communities safe. And with that, we'll be back here on Thumb Broadcasting with more news after this.
Tom Lonsberry Outdoors. For hunting and fishing tips and everything outdoors. And here's your host, Tom Lonsberry.
I'm Tom Lonsberry, inviting you to join me around the old campfire noon on Sundays on FM Cruise 102.1 and 215 on AM 1340 for stories of hunting, fishing, and great outdoor sporting products. On my show, Tom Lonsberry Outdoors, we'll go on trips together not only in the United States and Canada, but around the globe to Europe, Africa, and many other fascinating places to discuss outdoor sporting products, hunting and fishing, and everything outdoors. So join me every Sunday right here on WLAW FM Cruise 102.1 at noon and 215 on AM 1340 around the old campfire for Tom Lonsberry Outdoors.
And we're back here on Thumb Broadcasting with more news. Prosecutors' star witness will be back in the hot seat in Donald Trump's New York hush money trial. Defense lawyers will try to chip away at Michael Cohen's crucial testimony implicating the ex-president. Trump's trial resumes Thursday in Manhattan, with the defense cross-examining Cohen, whose credibility could determine the presumptive Republican presidential nominee's fate in the case. Cohen is the last witness for prosecutors before Trump's lawyers get a chance to put on a defense, Prosecutors are trying to prove Trump schemed to suppress a damaging story he feared would torpedo his 2016 presidential campaign and then falsified business records to cover it up. Trump says he did nothing wrong. On Joe Biden and Donald Trump's whirlwind agreement to meet for two presidential debates has upended the way the forums have been organized for nearly four decades. It sidelines and casts doubt on the future of the nonpartisan commission that has traditionally planned them. The presumptive Democratic and Republican nominees on Wednesday accepted debate invitations from CNN in June and ABC in September, shaking up the tradition of three debates not tied to a specific network, and held in the weeks before the November election. Their plans came together rapidly, ending uncertainty about whether the candidates would debate. And Congress has passed a bill that is designed to add more safety inspectors at aircraft factories and to give air travelers automatic refunds for canceled or long-delayed flights. The House gave a final approval on Wednesday to a $105 billion measure to reauthorize Federal Aviation Administration programs and send it to President Joe Biden. The Senate passed the bill last week. It will require FAA to hire more air traffic controllers and safety inspectors and increase the use of collision avoidance technology at airports. Supporters say the legislation's provisions are a key step in improving aviation safety after a number of close calls between planes at U.S. airports in the last 2 years. And that's the news we have for this hour here on Thumb Broadcasting. I'm Dina Bruderick. For the latest Thumb area news anytime, just head on over to thumbnet.net.